Track 9, An Unusual Story. Now, is anyone feeling peckish? And do you like carrots? If so, Jill has just the thing for you. It's just a tiny bit weird.
Felix ate carrots all day long. The crunch and the munch for lunch, he used to say when he saw me with a bold smirk. I walked past his front garden, turned from work each day, and more often than not, he was out there in a folding canvas chair, eating a carrot, looking out at the world. No matter what the time of day, it was lunch, and it was carrots. He had introduced himself the day after we moved in. He came to our door, knocked, and gave us a carrot. The carrot was from his back garden, he claimed, although I had already noticed that his back garden was entirely paved. I thought it strange, but considered it a good sign that he had made the effort to introduce himself so soon after we had moved in. For a few months, we merely exchanged pleasantries, until one evening, on my way home from work, he stopped me as I passed. "I say, new neighbour, do you grow any vegetable produce in your garden?" Felix said, with a prying smile. No, we don't. Well, there's a rosemary bush from before we moved in, but we've not planted anything else edible." "Carrots I like, carrots," Felix said bluntly. "Oh yes," said I. "So do you grow them?" By now I really did not want the conversation to continue. I longed for him to get to his point. "No, my friend, I don't. Well, I do have some out..." "Oh, never mind that. Look, I don't pay for carrots. It's awful mass-produced vegetables, fertilisers and all that." There was a pause. I didn't really want to get into a conversation about organic vegetables. I also didn't know how to continue the conversation in any other direction either. Several seconds passed, which felt like a small eternity. Eventually, Felix slapped his thigh and continued, "Well, you, young man, you're going to grow me some carrots, aren't you? I've seen your garden. There's plenty of room." He saw the look on my face. "Oh, I'm not asking you to do it for nothing. I know that. I'll make sure you're well recompensed. It'll bring us closer together." I winced. 4 years later, Felix moved out of the street and out of the city. Our garden was entirely devoted to growing carrots. I sent Felix a large package of them every week while they were harvestable. He sent me an occasional note simply saying, "Thanks, Felix," every few months, with an antique coin taped to the note.
Well, thank you, Jill. I don't really have anything to say to that other than food for thought, perhaps.